Hi, matey.
Morning, matey.
We're up again.
Off again.
Up.
Good
up
night's
again.
Sleep.
Yeah, up again early. And well, we said we were done with the morning chats, but you know what happened yesterday morning? I really missed it, you know. Getting up and having a chat with you by the fire. And I think a lot of people missed it as well. What do you think?
This is what I'm hearing, you know, especially from Sabine home.
Yeah.
People are questioning, you know, what's going to happen now.
Yeah.
But it's been a great time in the mornings to have chat, hey, you know.
Yeah.
Fresh, birds chirping and it's all natural. Yeah. Mm.
We thought we might do a chat last night, maybe a night chat, but the sky's black. Dark. It's not the right mood, you know what I mean? You got to do it in the morning, eh?
Well, everyone's waking up, you know, your early birds.
Mm.
And the day's fresh, the day's young, you know?
Yeah.
It's just waking up itself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful, yeah.
And it's so nice to hear the birds. The little iPhone picks up the bird noises real well, eh?
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yep. Mmm.
And so we've got, what I was thinking is, we're talking about last night, Jake's going to set up a YouTube channel for you, and so you can keep doing these videos yourself with Sabine at home, can't you? You know, like some of your damper and chats, and you'd be able to keep doing them.
About cooking and still about the bush life and
yeah.
A little bit of history and where we're at and where we're going.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, it'd be good. Like I said, I'm not much on all this tech stuff, but
yeah,
you guys and Sabine can sort of show me.
Yeah, we'll get you set up
a bit, and then there'd be experts on out there watching and listening. So
yeah,
that'd be
and honest. I think if we did a Facebook page as well, there's a lot of people on Facebook. Imagine if they could post onto your page there, like they get up at 5:30 and record a minute of the bird sounds. And they post it on your page, you know? And everybody can see that, like, in all the different parts of Australia, you know?
That's it.
They could, and ask questions, you know, if they've got a question for you, they can, you know, they can put some questions to you and then you can answer them on a video, eh?
Yeah. And look, it's all about just honest discussions, so on. And it's not about negative, and there shouldn't be anyone attacking each other or anything like that, you know. They need to be deleted straight away, because this is just better life, you know.
Yeah.
So that'd be good. Also, you know, if people want to question me on some of the things that we talked about, a little bit on history and the bush and what it was like growing up and all that,
Yeah. Another thing, obviously we're sort of on holidays, you know, now, working holiday, I suppose, but, you know, for the last 15 days, you know, it's been a purpose of mine to get up 5:30 to come and have a chat to you, you know. Mm. But yesterday when we said that'll be it now, because we thought that was the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was lying in bed awake, I wanted to get up, and I was like, well, I don't have to now, you know.
Yep.
So I didn't have that little purpose that morning, you know what I mean? And it was different, wasn't it?
Normally,
you know, when you're working, you've got to get up, go to work, you know, but...
Yeah.
I really noticed the difference of having a purpose to get up and not having a purpose. And people, you know, you do need a purpose, don't you, in life? If you don't have a purpose, you're lost, you know?
You do. You know, why are we born, you know? Why do we come into this world? There has to be a purpose, you know, and but you've got to enjoy it at the same time, enjoyable, you know.
Yeah. Get up and seize the day, I suppose they say, don't they? You know, get up and...
Definitely, yep.
But if you made it your purpose to get up early and see the sunrise, and because it's, you know... Then you see nature in its purest form, and nature inspires you. Mm. I think that will help your day, won't it, you know?
It does.
You get inspired by nature.
It does. You know, there's millions of people that prefer to sort of get out into nature, or want to and can't get out into nature. But you've got to break that cycle. You've got to make that effort to, whether it's getting up early or going for a walk or just sitting quietly by a fire and just listening all the birds around you. Everything's waking up. It's fresh. You can smell the freshness and that, you know. It's just a wonderful feeling. You know?
Yeah. I suppose even if you're in town or the city, you can get a little, you know, you can get a little fire pit. And you can light a little fire and make yourself a coffee, can you?
Yeah, that's right. That's
even
right.
If you're in town?
And
there's still a lot of birds in town, isn't there, you know?
Yeah. But even things like this, you know, people feel they're a part of it. They're watching the fire and they're watching us just discussing things and they hear the birds. And so what happens is they're coming out of this sort of, a lot of them do stress out, you know, a lot of people, there's a lot of worries and so on. So they come into this space which we created as something more natural and healing, I suppose, you know. It's just,
maybe calming too,
definitely, you know.
And where are we right now?
We're about 160 kilometres from Broome. We camp right alongside the Fitzroy River that feeds into Inderton Ocean, just down here. This is where it's got flooded out, you know, because as we drive out, then people will see through your videos, Drifter, that how much force it took to take out all those roads and the embankment and that, you know? Because they're still working on it here. Yesterday we come through Fitzroy crossing, which is 300-500 kilometres east, and down the low-level crossing, and the bridges where the guys were working on. That'll take another 2 years. And now we're down on the bottom end of the Fitzroy, where it sort of floods out more.
So we would have been, this would have been totally underwater here.
I mean, the water was just lapping the bridge.
Down here.
Because you can see how high, how low the water is, hey? You know?
We found a good little spot here, isn't it? Like, it's, we just turned off, you know, on the Broome side of the bridge and turned down a little track and found this beautiful little place, eh?
It is, eh?
Haven't seen anyone and...
Just a little paradise, you know? It's, because I had an idea there was a spot back there where people sort of camped, but I wasn't too sure. Then you had these tracks come off, you know? Off here, down to the river and...
And there was a tree that was down, which made it hard to get through, but that's... Well, I know it had really been down here for a while, eh?
No, that's it, you know? A bit tight coming in, so getting out will be the same, you know?
It might chop a few branches off.
I think so, yeah.
So and today...
Four cars.
We've got enough scratches, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
And today we're going to get to Broome, so that's been a big sort of... you know, I've spent 3 years in Broome and... you know, the reason I came to Broome originally, because I listened to a I listened to all Johnny's songs, John Williamson, and he's got a song, I think it's about the Kimberley, and it says, there's nearly half of Australia over there in WA. But that's true, isn't it? There's nearly half Australia's in WA, and when I heard I travelled around the world, Europe and America and all around, you know, the East Coast, and I realised I'd never been to WA. That's when I was about 24, I thought... I've got to go to WA because how can I be an Australian and not been to WA, you know?
That's right, yeah.
It's half our country's there and it's that's right, isn't it? There's so much over here, isn't there?
And it's huge expanse of country this side too, you know. Big as Queensland and bigger. And some, you know, you've got a lot of distances between small townships. But the coastal... It's beautiful. Same with the inland, you know.
And you reckon the average bloke could, if to do the canning stock route?
Yeah.
Easy,
yep.
Eh?
Yep, easy. Get it, you know, get your vehicle checked out and make sure you have plenty of water, EPIRB, sat phone with you, and there's a lot of traffic on that canning stock route, hey? You know, we run into quite a few individuals and small groups.
Every day, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much every day.
That's it, so.
Yeah.
Always someone's there to help and so on. But main thing is, you know, if you break down, just stay within the vehicle. Don't even try to attempt to walk, you know. It's just too harsh, country.
Yeah. And not, you know, don't do it in wintertime. You can't do that in summer, eh?
No, you've got to do it wintertime. And,
how much did you pay for that little Hilux? You remember?
Something around 40.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's...
Is that with the canopy?
No, no.
Yeah, plus the canopy?
No, no. Everything's added on.
Yeah.
So just a basic Hilux 4x4.
Yeah, but you haven't got a tune. You haven't, have you got a lift kit on it?
A lift kit, yeah. Put a 2-inch lift kit on it.
I'd say that's the most important thing you need. Just if you had a stock Hilux or stock vehicle, put a lift kit on it.
That's it.
And
the other important thing is have a good look at your tyres, you know. Don't take what the tyre fitter recommends. There are a lot of good looking tyres, but go for something that's steel billet radial, good sidewalls, and probably 10 to 12 ply.
Yeah.
So it'll still give you cushion, but you can let them down a bit more than the softer tyres, you know. Yeah. But that's why you're not sort of getting a lot of spikes and sticks.
Yeah, like a light truck tyre, eh? You can get them.
Yeah, definitely. That's go for that, you know, if they can, you know.
And a bull bar and a UHF. And, you know, communication's really important, isn't it? You know, we're always on the UHF.
Definitely, you know, yep.
And, you know, you got to be organised. You have to be organised in the back there, don't you? Like, if you want to get your billy out, you got to be able to find it, don't you? So you have to have a bit of a storage system, eh? Like, you can't just chuck everything in the back rattling around, you know. Things will break. No. And
everything's got to have its place, you know.
Yeah.
Your water, your tackle box on the side, so everything's there. Your cups, your billy.
Yeah.
So when you pull up for lunch, you can just pull it out and everything's there, you know.
Yeah. And little footstool, you know, me and Darrenny, since the last couple of nights, we're just pulling out our footstool, sitting on that with a straight back, you know?
It is.
We've been influenced by you, mate. That's all you need, actually, isn't it?
That's all you need. It's so comfortable, and like you said, it just, you're sitting up straight, and the others are nice, you know, but there's a time and a place for that too, you know? Yeah.
And you've just got a plastic tub with your bit of gear in it, and then a little Ingle fridge, you know, so... You don't need much, but you need a mate to come with, don't you, on the canning. You can't do it on your own, really.
No, you need a couple of mates, really, you know. Yeah. Good mates that...
you can depend on, rely on.
Yeah, all in tune, and it's just about enjoying, not debating or arguing or anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
It sort of spoils the trip if one's not happy and get into an argument.
Yeah,
but main thing, and you know, set up your it's handy to have a solar, you know. Have two batteries, but have a solar system set up for your light and for your to run your fridge 24/7. It's just makes it, you know. And the rooftop tents, you know, like with what you guys build there, they're a couple of minutes, you know.
Easy.
Just undo the four clips, and it just lift straight up.
Yeah.
And then you can fold them down. They're dustproof. They're well made and light.
It's good to have a good sleep, eh? And
it is.
Get up there and have a good sleep and.
It is, you know,
And room for your blanket has been cold, hasn't it, you know?
Yeah, that's it, you know. Yeah, you just got to make sure you don't have too many, otherwise you come tumbling down that bloody ladder again, you know?
Yeah, too many wines or beers.
Yeah.
That's it.
But look, that's it, you know, people just... they've got to do it, you know, just they must You know, seeing the photos and the talks and stuff, yeah, it hopefully inspire a few others to get out, you know? Yeah.
And it's also, you know, Colonel Warrens is halfway. You can, there's like a, you know, there's a you know, all-weather road in and out of Coonawarra Warraji, so you can sort of do halfway, can't you? We met one couple who, from Tamworth, and they went from Wiluna to Coonawarra Warraji,
yep,
half the track,
yep,
and then they went across to Headland and up to Broome, mm-hmm, and then come back down the top half of the track on the from north to south, you know, so they did it like a figure eight. So
that's
not a bad way either, because it gives you a bit to, you know, the full track in one hit is a long way.
It is.
But
it
that's, you know, you can do just half the track, can't you? You know?
Yeah, yeah, you easy. Can do that. And that's a good trip to into Port Hedland. But between Coonawarra and Warraji, you've got another community, which is Punmul.
Yeah.
Then you've got a Telfer mine. Then you've got Woody there. You hit the bitumen there.
Mm.
But you've got the Oak over and all those rivers there.
Yeah.
A lot of places you can camp by down. By the river and just walk around, just have a look, you know. Yeah, yeah. Then you've got Marble Bar,
yeah,
which is I think about 150 k's from Port Hedland. That's got a lot of history and little small town and a lot of character, you know, and a lot of old buildings.
Mm.
Yeah, it's worthwhile.
And it's also, I mean, getting out of here also supports the towns, doesn't it? Because we noticed in Derby, it's you'd mentioned that Derby's slowly sort of, you know, it's not bustling like you remember. It used to be bustling and now it's very quiet, not much happening. So
it has, you know. Yeah.
If you're out there, at least it is supporting the towns in a way, isn't it, you know?
Oh, definitely, you know. Yeah, go in, have a look at some of the shops, you know, and say good day to your locals and because they're full of information, you know. And same was... if you're thinking about fishing those, you know, like we went up to those locals at a huge mulloway and a small one, then a couple of crabs. Go and have a chat with them, you know. They were fun, you know. They'd sort of tell you exactly what they're catching there and what are they using and no, it's nice and you've got to do that, you know.
Well, that's it, and it's also, traveling's about who you meet, isn't it, too, you know, and the experiences, and it's good to sort of, like we met Adam and John, and, you know, it's nice to have our space every night, you know, on our own, but it's good to catch up with them, too, and Adam's a character, wasn't he?
Yep, it was. You know.
We'll keep in touch with him, you know.
Yeah, that's good. But, you know, people got to get out of their comfort zone. You know, in the cities, you're locked away and you don't sort of speak much to your neighbour or other people around. But out here, you know, you've got to... a lot of people are shy. Sometimes you've got to make the first move, you know. G'day, mate, how you going? You know, and what's happening? Or what are you catching? You know, like yesterday, you know.
Yeah.
And it just opens up and you see the big smile, and especially that old guy, you know, he's pulling in the line. So, you know, and that's a good way to build confidence in yourself, is to get out of your comfort zone, you know, go and talk to different people. And
connect with people.
That's it, you know, it's fantastic.
Because we are like, we're herd animals, aren't we? Like, we're meant to be around other people, aren't we, you know?
We are. We're no different, eh, you know? Yeah, we look for groups. And these other individuals I mean, look, I like to be by myself, but I'm comfortable anywhere, everywhere, you know? But there's time and a space that you need for yourself, and by all means, do it, you know?
And back to the truck, I think, if you got a nice vehicle, and a lot of people got a nice vehicle, you know? Some sort of protection. You can get your stuff goes on the side, eh? You know, like side protection, like just contact adhesive, or like that's a good idea in it, to put something on the side on the canning, because it does scratch your truck up a bit. I know a lot of people don't want to get a scratch on their car, you know, but you can get a wrap or something like that. Mm. And that, once you got that, it's easy, isn't it? It's no problem then.
It is, yeah. You know, yeah.
So
yeah.
Your truck might have been, say 60 grand, you know?
Yeah.
40 plus the canopy, bit of gear. That's probably, we paid 140 for that.
Okay, yep.
And it probably cost us nearly 200 all that. If you added Kaito's time, because he did a lot of work on it, he spent months on it, probably nearly 200, you know?
Yeah.
But the point is, you know, well, I'm now 50 and it took me that long. I've been wanting to do the canning, you know, all my adult life, and it took me 25 years to get here.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need a flash rig to do the canning, eh? You just, probably the less flash the better, you know, just good tyres and, because you don't need power, you're just putting along, aren't you?
Well, look, you know, a couple of the vehicles we saw was Hiluxes, old Hiluxes,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And even some of the 80 series Land Cruisers, they're good vehicles.
Yeah.
They're solid. They pretty well stand up to anything.
Mm.
And if you do your preparation mechanical-wise and get it all checked out properly, you know, do your wheel bearings, your universals, put in a new one and make sure it's all greased and a good suspension, and it'll get you there.
Mm. Yeah. I think that's probably the main thing too, get a good mechanic to have a good look over it, you know, especially wheel bearings and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And if you've done that, then, yeah, shouldn't have any problem. The biggest problem is trying to find a bloodwood log every night, isn't it?
Oh,
or a desert oak log that you can have a good fire.
That's right, you know, because when you get out to the whoop whoop, you've got a gidgee tree, burns good. You've got a bloodwood tree, you know, that's the old logs that's laying around you can pick up. And and ironwoods.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your mulgas, the good solid mulga too, you know. Yeah, they burn well. They burn all night, and in the morning when you get up, the coals are still there. And it doesn't take much to get the fire going, you know.
Yeah. So and a couple of Kiwi boys would be good to take along too, eh?
Yeah.
You need a couple of good fellas that can have a laugh with too, eh, you know?
Oh, look, they're magic, eh, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. And it would have been an experience for those guys, you know?
Yeah.
Coming from New Zealand and or both of them, and one's based in Sydney.
Yeah.
With all the concrete junk around him, and he's getting out here, and they were starting to sort of rough it, you know?
Well, definitely out of Glenn's comfort zone. I mean, he's done some good trips, you know, but you know, he hasn't done anything like that. And even in the disco, a lot of people were questioning the disco.
Yep.
I've seen the comments, a lot of people said it's too electronic, you know, too electronic for the canning, but no problem at all, eh? It really didn't miss a beat, eh?
Oh, I was impressed, eh, you know? Mm. I've always stuck with Land Cruisers, mainly because I got to know them pretty well, and I never thought much on the Land Rover, the Discovery 4 that he had, and it looked poshy, but it bloody handled the track well, you know, going up some of those steep sand dunes, just idling up and down. And
it's probably just driver error that got stuck. He got stuck twice, wasn't it?
Probably. And now they're a nice vehicle.
Yeah.
And like Brendan said, you know, it rides well.
Yeah.
It's smooth and
comfortable.
Because back of my mind, the only thing I was thinking about all your electronics. You know, your sensors flashing or coming on. What are you going to do out here? You know, you're 1,000 kilometres from anywhere. But they're well wired, and nothing coming loose, you know. Yeah, they're well done.
And you said you had a Land Cruiser Ute before, like one of the V8s, did you?
Yeah. 79, same as yours, but a single cab, you know.
And
I put a canopy, spare tyre racks, everything on it, and it was nice, really nice, you know. Just that I thought, being living in town, in the city, in Victor Harbour, and I thought, it really cost me a lot more to to run around town.
Yeah.
So I'm better off going for something like this. That's the reason why I went for this, you know.
Yeah. And you liking the auto? You think that's like I noticed on the track, I was changing gears a lot. Like it's a lot of work changing gears. You're up and down, first, second, third, back and forth.
Mm.
Whereas autos, it's a lot easier, isn't it?
You know? It is. Yep. And once you work out it's just buttons, then everything was straightforward, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. It's you've got your power modes, you're too high, four low and all that, and then just press. And when your June's coming up, I was sort of hitting them at in high but low, you know.
Well, that's it. I think the and what about women? They'd have no problems getting out here on the track, eh? You know, because they'd be fine, eh? As long as they can have a bit extra water for a shower, I reckon. I think that's all it is.
Oh yeah. No, that's even just have a face wash and a towel bath. You know, that's to preserve water, because you've got to try and hang on to you, especially in the mid part of the travel. You need to hold on to your water much as possible, you know, as you're coming on to. But there's places where you can pull up and there's water holes, there's a couple of windmills along the way where you can pull up and have a bath or a shower, you know.
Yeah, well, there was at least half a dozen wells where the water would be perfect to grab a shower, right? To grab a bucket of water and have a shower.
Oh, definitely.
Easy, definitely,
you know, yeah. And save your water, you know, just for emergencies, you know.
Yeah. And the thing is too, you know, if a woman comes along, like Darren, you know, we talked about different roles, like if I'm feeling hungry, I look to Darren, I'm like, I'm hungry, you know, what do you got? But if we get a flat tire, you know, she looks to me, doesn't she, you know?
Yeah,
I'm not gonna ask her to, if I break down or I gotta set up the tent, or I got a problem or navigation, I'm lost.
Yep.
She's gonna look to me. But if I'm feeling hungry, you know, so like for example, a woman, you know, as long as your man's got a good rig, you don't have to worry about any of that, you know. Just come along and support him, and it's easy, you know.
Yeah, but look, everyone's got a role, you know. The women are specialised in kitchen, so on. Like a man will help him cook too, you know.
Yeah.
And, but that's their speciality. So you're better off leaving them alone. And and Rooney, she's part of the crew. You know, she's a person. You don't even think that she's a woman. You know, a woman can go off and do their thing. But we're all a team, you know, and everyone helps each other out. And
We get out and we race off and grab logs, and I get a chainsaw out and drag a log over covered in ants, and that's our job. And then I get charcoal for her, and then I set the kitchen up for her, and then when I'm all done, I'm like, is that all, darling, you know, is that it? And she's like, yeah, that's it. Then I can sit down and edit my video, send to Jake, you know. But
that's it. That's
but then
it.
Then she can sort of, you know, she's got everything she needs. All she got to do is cook some dinner and
And it makes it so much easier, because with the drifter equipment and camping gear that you set up for cooking, utensils, it's so simple, you know. You got to have a little table, like a little coffee table, stool, and cooking gear, and they fold away so neatly, you know. That's what we're saying about. If everything's sort of packed properly, and that's guy's job, is to make sure everything's in place, and all the women can say is, oh, where's this, you know, off here, you know.
Well, I think that's a good thing, you know. We were joking about it before with the Kiwi boys, because they had a lot of gear packed in, but because it was all, you know, they couldn't find stuff, you know. And Glenn had asked Glenn, have you got this, and he'd ask Brendan, where's this, you know, and they would dig for it and they'd find it. But But I think, you know, if you're trying to prep for this trip, get a day where you can just sit around and ask each other, you know, your partner or you know, where's a cup? Grab it, you know. You've got to be able to get it within 20 seconds. You've got to know where it is.
That's it.
If you want a zip tie, you've got to be able to get it, you know. Because if you're fumbling around trying to search for stuff, what happens? You get frustrated. And then you sort of, you know, if you're trying to find a bit of black tape and you can't find it, you get frustrated.
Yep.
And then you panic a little bit. And then what happens? You forget, you know, then you get flustered, see?
Yeah.
And then you forget to close the canopy door, or you forget to put something away and leave it on the track, you know.
That's it.
So it's really important to be, you know, everything you need you can just grab straight away, and you know, and also it goes back in the same spot, you know.
Yeah, it does.
Like if somebody borrowed my, you know, if they grabbed something out of my truck and they didn't put it back in the right spot, you know, that'd annoy me, you know what I mean? Because
that's right, yeah.
Because then you know where it is for next time. Like, even my little torch, it's got to be in the same spot. So I think that's important, eh?
Oh, definitely, definitely, you know. It's like, say 10 minutes, we can be packed up and gone. You know, because everything goes nicely into its place. And main thing, they're not getting damaged. You know, if you've got gear scattered all over, something will rub or...
True.
Or dent and...
Yeah, because it can get broken, or
that's it. That's why it's important of just stacking things in the way it should be, where it should be, and how quickly you can get it out, and how quickly you can pack up. You know, that makes the trip.
Yeah.
Yep. Nothing worse than this is damaged. Oh, this is broken. You know,
like
our bladder, water bladder's leaking, and so on. And you've got to protect all those things.
Yeah. And I reckon I can get you a lighter little coffee table than that log of desert oak there. That thing weighs about 15 kilos, doesn't it?
I know. It's solid, so you know?
It's been with us at least half the trip, hasn't it? I've sat it there next to your footstool every morning and each evening, and I'm going to cut that up into chopboards, eh?
Yeah.
So
it was good, because where we camped, it was laying down on the ground, and then I said, oh, yeah, I'll cut a piece off and just see what's it like, you know? But it's beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful solid timber, eh?
Yeah.
All right, mate, we're heading to Broome today. It's only a couple hundred Ks, and... your daughter's there and your little grandchild, and so it's going to be great heading into Broome, and those beautiful colours.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing that Cable Beach, you know.
Oh, definitely, yep. Then we'll get a photo of all of us, Karen and young Banjo and Doug, and then put it up there, so
so that'll be the... that'll be the end of the trip then. Like I said, we're going to get, we'll organise a, because you basically haven't got social media, but we'll get you set up between Jake and Sabine. We'll get you a, you know, YouTube page and somewhere where people can reach out to you and say good day and maybe share some of their stories and share their mornings, their sunrise, and ask questions. So we'll set that up soon, and then YouTube where you can keep chatting if you want to, you know?
Definitely, you know. If people are doing their own little trips, they want to put it up there just to let everyone know where they're at. And, it's important to keep that connection going, you know?
So, looks like the truckies are starting to run, aren't they?
I know, yep.
They're up and they've made their coffee and on the road, eh?
Definitely, yep.
All right, thanks, Richard.
All right, mate. Yeah, no, it's good.